Last year started with a dream and ambitions to live those dreams. But the year went by and it is still a dream. Is it really difficult to follow through dreams and achieve goals? You're listening to Do Remember Podcast, a productivity and mindfulness podcast to help you take actions and connect with yourself. We start our year with dreams, hopes, and resolutions that this year we will achieve our goals. We're excited about our goals and feel this is the year, and we will finally be able to achieve what we always hoped for and wanted to achieve. After a few exciting days, we lose track of our goals and the aspirations just fade away. Is it really so difficult to keep up with your goals throughout the year? Let's try and understand why we struggle to keep up with our goals and what can we do to make sure that we stay on track and achieve our goals before the end of this year. All that you have done in life so far has taken efforts. The bigger the goals, the more effort it needs to achieve them. A dream is a goal that has been created in your stream of thoughts and is waiting to come to reality. The longer you hold that dream, the more difficult it becomes for that dream to be realized. You need to understand the importance of working on those dreams. If not you, who will bring it to reality? The dream that you have been building upon will just stay a dream if you don't work on it. The goal or the dream or the change you are wanting to have doesn't exist. It is just the creation of your mind, and when you work on it, things will be different, but better. And most importantly, real. Living in a reality is fun and exciting, but you will have to come out of your world of dreams into reality. Everything starts small, and one of the pitfalls of not being able to achieve goals is the ambitious nature of goals. Most goals are long-term, and it is difficult to see rewards instantly, making it difficult to follow through. To achieve goals, you need to break it down into small habits. Small habits are everyday actions that you keep doing until they become automated and are part of your lifestyle. Small habits are already part of your life. For example, brushing your teeth. It is a small habit with a goal to keep healthy dental hygiene throughout your life. Let's say you want to achieve a goal of reading 10 non-fiction books in 2019. To read 10 books, you need to start with a habit of reading every single day. An average book is about 300 pages. 300 pages multiplied by 10 books is equals to 3000 pages. If you divide 3000 pages by 365 days, the answer comes out to be 8.2 pages in a day. So to achieve the goal of reading 10 books in a year, you need to start with reading 8 pages in a day. 8 pages in a day would roughly mean 15 minutes to 30 minutes of reading per day based on your reading speed. Having the small and simple habit of reading 30 minutes a day can help you achieve your goal in 12 months. You need to shift your mind to long-term thinking. 8 pages don't look to be significant progress, but it will add up towards accomplishing your goal. You need to shift your mindset towards the beauty of persistence and daily habits to achieve goals. You need to love the process of achieving a goal. The feeling that you have achieved something is a very short feeling. You will spend all the time building up to that achievement and working towards it. The process is more memorable than the feeling of achieving a goal. There's a popular quote by Eric Thomas: fall in love with the process and the result will come. Here are some actions that you can take. First, break your goal down to small everyday habits. Second, get started. Third, keep a log of your everyday progress. This is the year. There's just one simple secret to achieving goals: get started. Maybe you've tried last year to follow through on a goal and failed. It doesn't matter. It is your life and your goal. If the goal is big enough, it is worth working towards it no matter how many times you fail. Life is long enough to achieve big goals. You will only fall if you give up. Make this air count. This is the air where you should just start. You are listening to Do Remember Podcast, a podcast about productivity and mindfulness to help you take actions and connect with yourself. Thank you for listening. Visit us at doremember.xyz.